Here is the English translation of the text you provided. Exclusive: Indian refiners pay for Iran oil in yuan via ICI Bank, sources say. World weighs fate of Mideast ceasefire after U.S. seizes Iranian cargo ship. Oil rises 5% on renewed U.S.-Iran tension. Gold prices dip as Iran tensions reemerge. Oil prices jump. How 50 days of the Iran war led to the loss of $50 billion worth of oil. U.S. seizes Iranian cargo ship. Tehran vows to retaliate. Oil prices jump 7% after U.S. seizes Iran ship. Hormuz closed again. U.S. energy chief says gas prices could stay above $3 per gallon until next year. Kuwait detained U.S. Kuwaiti journalist over war posts, CPJ says. Iran replenishes launchers at higher rate than pre-war. Guards commander says RBC Capital Markets names top U.S. E&P stocks. Analysis: European defense stocks cool as investors reassess war winners. Many core shares extend rally after doubling in Hong Kong IPO debut. Huawei signs deal with Vietnamese bank SHB to expand Vietnam footprint. Japan petroleum shares slide on profit hit warning from Middle East tensions. China food delivery stocks subdued as authorities crack down on ghost deliveries. UAE seeks U.S. financial backstop amid Iran war concerns. Chinese robotics stocks mixed after Beijing half-marathon showcases humanoid tech. Asia stocks rise as tech gains offset U.S.-Iran tensions. China keeps LPR steady. Exclusive: EU to push for jet fuel diversification as Iran war threatens supply. China keeps loan prime rate unchanged for 11th month in April. Italy saw modest growth in Q1, supported by Olympics. Central bank estimates: Canadian housing starts decrease 6% in March. U.S. tariffs drive steep drop in EU exports for second month. Italy's February trade surplus widens to 4.94 billion. Malaysia's economy grows 5.3% in first quarter, slowing from 2025. NATO will not collapse and U.S. will defend its allies, Estonian minister says. Fed's Muren says May cut rate outlook on inflation concerns. U.S. weekly jobless claims fall. Manufacturing production retreats in March. Trump administration to lobby allies to support trade over aid push, cable shows. Oil jumps. Stocks wobble as Mideast ceasefire hangs in the balance. Battle-scarred developing nations look for path out of permacrisis. Japan households inflation expectations roughly steady, BOJ survey shows. Global cooperation on stablecoins critically important, BIS says. Morning bid. Markets light on volume and high on hopes. Bank Indonesia to hold rates at 4.75% through 2026 as Iran war fuels inflation risks. Reuters poll: China leaves lending benchmarks unchanged for 11th month in April. Surging record high U.S. stocks to wade deeper into earnings season. National Australia Bank flags $503 million impairment hit on Mideast volatility. BOJ's hawkish hints keep rate hike on the cards. Mixin launches U-margined perpetual contracts, bringing derivatives trading into chat. Bitcoin dips as Iran conflict stokes broader crypto market volatility. Bitcoin rises, tops 77K after Iran temporarily opens Strait of Hormuz. BTCC Exchange launches SpaceX pre-IPO perpetual futures trading and celebrates with Tesla Cyberbeast giveaway. South Africa proposes new rules to regulate crypto under exchange controls. BTCC Exchange Q1 2026 report: TradFi and Earn products expand beyond crypto trading. Bitcoin edges higher, holds above $75 amid more U.S.-Iran diplomacy efforts. Institutional stablecoin use triples: why B2B payments are crypto's new frontier. Bybit launches Learn and Trade Growth Hub to guide users from education to trading with rewards. The Apple Pay moment for Web3. Mixin integrates Coinbase to make fiat to crypto faster than a text message. CStone presents preclinical data on three ADC candidates at AACR.